Good morning, Oklahoma. I've been doing commentaries for KOSU almost every Tuesday morning for the last 2 years. It's been a wonderful experience for me as a writer and blogger. My favorite part has been connecting with listeners beyond radio, through social media, and even over coffee a few times. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of your community. Today I have a special announcement to make. Thanks to the support of Kelly Burley, Executive Director of KOSU, the weekly Gen X commentary will be expanded to include two new writer commentators. Both are women, and like me, both are members of Generation X. That's all of you born between 1961 and 1981. Those of us who remember liquid paper, life before the Cold War thawed, and endless collection notices from Columbia House Record Club. Not to completely confuse everyone, but the new commentators are also named Jennifer. So it's three gens and one generation to form Gen X. You'll hear from Jennifer Dennis Smith. A proud Oklahoma native and passionate trivia nerd, Jennifer Dennis Smith spent most of her childhood in Oklahoma City suburbs. She attended Moore, Norman, Putnam City, and Western Heights Public Schools before graduating from Mustang High. Following a year in Los Angeles, Jennifer returned to Oklahoma and pursued a career in PR and writing. Over the years, she's become a cheerleader for the state, telling Oklahoma's story to local and national media, as well as the random passerby. A chance poetry night in 1997 led her to a poet-artist named David Smith, a.k.a. Spontaneous Bob. The two fell in love, married, and settled in Norman. Jennifer says they spend countless hours embarrassing their two children, Laurel and Cooper. Jennifer Dennis Smith has garnered a number of awards for her work in PR. She can also make balloon animals, quote extensive lines from John Hughes films, and name random Oklahoma facts on command. I absolutely love the sweet honey in her voice, and it sings with her soaring intellect. You can connect with her on Twitter. It's @JenniferDS_APR. On May 20th, you'll hear from Jennifer Lindsay McClintock. She's a native Oklahoman and a Gen Xer to the core. Though she's ventured away a time or two, the call of the plains has always lured her back home. Her formative years were filled with big hair, bigger neck bows, and John Hughes-worthy teen angst. We all loved John Hughes. An avowed word geek and NPR junkie, Jennifer, that's Lindsay McClintock, also works in PR and marketing. In her private time, she writes, practices yoga, and shares life with her Texas-born husband and three shelter dogs. I love her impressive shoe collection, modern Volvo station wagon, and ginormous vocabulary. You can find her on Twitter, @JenInThe405. Jennifer is the most popular name for women of my generation. So naturally, there are a lot of great Jennifer stories out there. Yours and theirs and mine. Together they form an anthology of Generation X, stories we lived and love and give away. Three gens, one generation, Gen X.